Yoda dismissed Tassili back to the temple, then entered the bowels of the Senate complex and made his way through the bewildering maze of swift tubes and corridors to its administration quarter and Supreme Chancellor Palpatine's executive suite. As usual, its crimson opulence threatened to oppress, an unexpected choice of color scheme for such a humble man. Palpatine had laughed about it, embarrassed.
"When I think of my new responsibilities, I grow cold with fear," he'd said. "Red grants me the illusion that I am warm."
Senator Bail Organa of Alderaan was waiting in Palpatine's otherwise empty office antechamber. He was dressed not in his usual lavish attire, but in a plain, dark-hued tunic and trousers of a distinctly military cut. A sign of the times, perhaps. As he was a member of the Loyalist Committee and a man closely involved with the debates over the Republic's security, it was not surprising that he was also summoned.
"Master Yoda," he said, leaping to his feet, "what a mercy to see you safely returned from Geonosis."
He hesitated, his relieved smile fading.
"Is it true, I'm given to understand we were victorious, but that you suffered many Jedi casualties?"
Yoda nodded.
True it is, Senator.
"Ah," said Organa, resuming his seat. "I am very sorry to hear that. Please accept my condolences." He was a good man, genuinely moved.
"Thank you."
Organa hesitated, then added,
"The clone troopers, Master Yoda, they were effective?"
"Most effective, Senator. The difference they made."
"Well, I'm glad of that, for the Jedi's sake, but it's troubling,"
Organa murmured.
"Because now the Separatists know we have the means with which to hurt them, defeat them. I fear Senator Amidala was right after all. They will interpret the formation of this Grand Army of the Republic as an outright declaration of war. Any attempt now to solve this crisis diplomatically will be seen by them as nothing more than a stalling tactic, a ruse to buy some time so we can consolidate our new forces."
"Accurately have you summed up the situation, Senator?"
said Yoda, grimly approving.
"All around us, the shadows of war gather. Much suffering do I see in the months ahead."
Organa pushed to his feet again and began pacing the antechamber.
"There must be some way to prevent it, Master Yoda. I refuse to accept that our great and noble Republic can just allow itself to slide without resistance into unchecked bloodshed. The Senate has to act. It has to stop this violence before it spreads. If we allow grief and anger over Geonosis to push us into retaliation, if we give ourselves permission to say this death justifies that one, then we truly are lost, and the Republic is doomed."
Before Yoda could reply, the doors to Palpatine's office opened, and Mos Amita stepped into the antechamber.
"Master Yoda, Senator Organa," he said politely. "The Supreme Chancellor will see you now.